My name is Elizabeth Brule, and I live in Goffstown, New Hampshire. We have a small house in Goffstown. It's on a quarter acre. We have a small creek that is in the back of the house. It does not have a name. In other parts, it's overflowed its banks a few times, but never with any force. In the spring, and when we do get a big rain, I mean, it'll maybe be a foot, maybe two. But then for like most of the summer, it's dry, or it's got like an inch of water in it. And usually in the fall, it doesn't have anything either. We were here in the Mother's Day flood. We've lived here since 2004. We did not flood. And when we bought our house, it was not in a flood zone. That was changed after the fact and after the Mother's Day floods. All I remember is getting a bill. I was like, what is, I mean, and it was a lot, like $1,500. And I was told that the flood maps had been redrawn. I mean, at first I was upset when we first got put in the flood zone, and then I kind of just reconciled myself to it. And then a couple of years ago, like our policies started going up and up and up. Our premium is $3,609 for a house that is valued at $233,000. So that is almost as much as our property taxes. Our property taxes are around five. To be honest, we're trying to pay off our mortgage early so that we can stop paying flood insurance. Because $3,600 a year is a lot of money. I mean, people, can you imagine if you added that to people's property taxes? I mean, they'd freak. And also, it decreases the resale value of our house. Our regular home insurance through AAA is $1,000 a year. I mean, if it were bundled into that and at a more reasonable cost, I mean, yeah, we wouldn't, we're not daredevils. We usually like to be well insured for what we think of as credible threats. But this amount of money for something that is so unlikely is something that we would never pay for on our of our own choice.